Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, November 8th, 2019. I'm Rich Strappolino. T-Mobile will activate its 5G network in the U.S. on December 6th. 200 million customers will have access at launch, with 5,000 cities and towns covered by the end of the year. T-Mobile also plans to launch a $15 a month 2GB and $25 a month 5GB phone plan. Each plan would get an additional 500 megabytes added at the end of each year for up to 5 years. T-Mobile will also offer 5G service for free to first responders, including police, firefighters, and EMTs for a decade. Lastly, 10 million low-income households with children will get 100 gigabytes of home broadband access a year and a mobile hotspot for free. Of course, all of this is contingent on the approval of T-Mobile's merger with Sprint. A trial between 15 U.S. Attorneys General and T-Mobile over the merger is set for December 9th. In an interview, Disney CEO Bob Iger said that the Disney Plus streaming service will be available on Fire TV devices at launch on November 12th. Disney also announced more details about Disney Plus's international rollout, with the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Italy, and Spain getting the service on March 31st. Within a week of launch, Disney Plus will be available in the US, Canada, the Netherlands, Australia, and New Zealand. Uber and Waymo agreed in a legal settlement over trade secrets possibly shared by former employee Anthony Lewandowski that an independent expert would review Uber's autonomous car code. In a quarterly securities filing, Uber disclosed that as a result of that independent review, Uber would either need to pay Waymo a license fee or re-engineer its software, which Uber says in the filing, could limit or delay our production of autonomous vehicle technologies. Bloomberg reports that Alibaba plans to raise up to $15 billion in a Hong Kong IPO, according to sources. The company had reportedly aimed to list on the exchange over the summer, but delayed due to pro-democracy protests in the city. Sources say the company is preparing for the required listing hearing mandated by the exchange, which could take place as early as next week. YouTube announced an updated design meant to maximize room to the videos and their titles. Plus, other new features include an add to queue option on the desktop and a desktop version of YouTube's stop suggesting feature. The redesign also adds higher resolution previews and gives more space to the channel icons beneath each video. The satellite startup Kepler demonstrated delivering broadband speeds of 38 megabits per second down and 120 megabits per second up to a German icebreaker sea vessel stationed in the Arctic, serving as a mobile lab for the Mosaic research expedition. Using two low Earth orbit nano satellites that are on a polar orbital trajectory, Kepler was able to allow researchers in the Mosaic team to transfer large amounts of data to a shore-based research station from the ship. The speeds are a significant jump over spotty and slower traditional satellite-based broadband previously used. The annual Pwn2Own Tokyo hacking contest focuses on security exploits for mobile and smart home devices. At this year's contest, exploits were demonstrated for Amazon Echo speakers, Samsung and Sony smart TVs, the Xiaomi Mi 9 phone, and Netgear and TP-Link routers. But researchers declined to attempt exploits for the Facebook portal or Google Home. The team of Amat Kama and Richard Zhu won the top financial award for a single exploit using an integer overflow in JavaScript to compromise and control an Amazon Echo. The duo is set to win their third straight Pwn2Own contest. Security researchers at Bitdefender published details about an Amazon Ring doorbell exploit that exposed the owner's home Wi-Fi credentials. The researchers found that when initially configuring the device, the home network's credentials were sent to Amazon cloud servers by creating an access point without a password and sending the information over an unencrypted HTTP connection. By spoofing a deauthentication message to a user and having them reconfigure the device, the researchers found that network credentials could be sniffed over HTTP. Bitdefender contacted Amazon, who has since rolled out a patch. Apple released iOS and iPadOS 13.2.2, which claims to fix the widely reported issue of apps quitting and losing state when running in the background. This marks the seventh update for iOS 13 since it was released on September 19th. And finally, Bloomberg details a new law in Indiana that exempts a company from the state's 7% sales tax for 50 years if it invests at least $750 million to a data center in the state, as well as waiving taxes on electricity use. The law does not include any job creation requirements, worker protections against automations, or require the use of local labor for construction. Bloomberg notes that Illinois passed a similar law last summer, exempting companies building data centers from state and local taxes for 10 years, with Michigan proposing a similar exemption through 2055. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.